This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most ministers, when they talk about this passage in Luke 20, use it as a sermon about giving. Render to God the things that are God. I don't want to talk about giving today. You know what I want to talk about? Your life. To render to the Lord or give to the Lord that which is His, get this, means everything about you. I want you to think about the abilities, the talents, and the skills that you have in your life. And I'm going to surprise you by saying this. Some people I'll surprise. They don't belong to you. They do not belong to you. They belong to the Lord who gave them to you. Listen to that again. Your talents, your skill set, your abilities, whatever you consider vitally important in your life that represents your abilities in life and your skills, it belongs to the Lord. That's a new thought for some people who always thought if it's mine to use. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. I have built this career. I have built this educational experience. I have built my experience, and therefore it is mine. And I've got news for you today in a loving way. It belongs to the Lord. Everything about you belongs to the Lord. Ron Ritchie was a stand-up comedian in Philadelphia. He's the first comedian I ever heard of that was known as a Christian comedian. I mean, this is years ago. Ron Ritchie would do stand-up comedy in comedy clubs in Philadelphia, but also for church-related events. And Ron Ritchie came to the place in his life where he decided, and he shocked a lot of people, that he needed to go into the ministry. So he went to Dallas, Texas, and enrolled in Dallas Theological Seminary and committed 4 years to study at DTS, Dallas Theological Seminary. Here's a comedian, a stand-up comedian, preparing for the ministry. He met a pilot from one of the airlines. There are thousands of pilots that live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for American Airlines and Delta and all the other airlines that are there. And he met this Christian pilot, began a conversation with him, got to know him, and he described him in this way. He was a dedicated Christian, but he was miserable. Interesting combination. Dedicated Christian man, but he was miserable. And he said he was talking to this airline pilot, and he said, "What do you do as a Christian?" And he said, "Well, I witness to everybody I can. I mean, I witness to the crews on the plane. I witness to the people in the airline. I witness to people out in public everywhere I go." And Ron Ritchie said, "Well, how's it going?" And he said, "Well, nobody wants to fly with me. Nobody wants to have anything to do with me, so people avoid me." And he said, "Well, have you won anyone to Christ?" And he said, "Not a soul. Not a soul." So Ron Ritchie said, "You know what? Maybe that's not your gift. Maybe evangelism is not your gift. What is it you enjoy doing?" And this pilot said, "Well, what I enjoy doing are fixing things, and I love helping people. I love finding out there's a need, a financial need, and anonymously giving money to help meet a need." And Ron Ritchie said, "That's your gift. You have the gift of helps. That's your gift that God's given you, not witnessing, not evangelism, but that's your gift." So for the next 4 years, Ron Ritchie said he would write this pilot, this airline pilot, a note and say, "So-and-so at Dallas Theological Seminary needs help. That's a single parent, and they need help with their house. This needs to be fixed." And for 4 years, he wrote him assignments, and every single one of those assignments was met. This person needs help with their school bill. He would help. At the end of 4 years, Ron Ritchie said he talked to this airline pilot and said, how do you feel now? He said, "I'm the happiest man alive. I'm the happiest man of life." Two things there. He discovered what his gift was, but he gave it to the Lord, and he was happier than he ever was before. I want to suggest to you that what you do with a gift the Lord has given you, get this, is give it back to Him. You got a talent? Give it back to Him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.